Hello, I'm Chris Barrow with the BBC News. Palestinian officials in Gaza say seven people from two families were killed in an Israeli airstrike that hit a densely packed refugee camp. A five-month-old baby is said to be the only survivor, found trapped in the rubble next to his dead mother. Paul Adams reports.
The director of the health ministry in Gaza, a member of the militant group Hamas, called the attack a massacre. The group's armed wing said it fired rockets into southern Israel in response. Israeli officials report around 200 rocket launches overnight, with direct hits on apartments in the cities of Ashdod and Beersheba, but no casualties. Today is the day when Palestinians commemorate what they call al-Nakba, the catastrophe, when Israel came into being in 1948 and hundreds of thousands of Palestinians were dispossessed.
Diplomatic efforts to end the fighting are likely to intensify following the arrival of the US envoy Hadi Amr. But Hanan Ashrawi of the Palestinian Liberation Organization says she doesn't think Mr. Amr's involvement will stop the fighting.
Well, I don't think he can do much, frankly speaking, because even at the beginning of the Jerusalem thing last week, Netanyahu clearly said, mind your own business. And Biden waited for a whole week before he sent not even a third, fourth level civil servant. And do you think the Israelis are going to listen? The Americans delayed the Security Council meetings. If they really mean business, then they can, at the highest level, come out and say, stop the killing.
The Chinese President Xi Jinping has congratulated the team behind China's first successful mission to Mars. Calling it an outstanding achievement, Mr. Xi said the scientists had placed China in the advanced ranks of planetary exploration. Earlier, the Tianwen-1 lander touched down on the planet's surface after surviving the treacherous descent by parachute. Helena Wilkinson reports.
The six-wheeled robot called Zhurong, which means God of Fire, arrived above the planet in February. Since then, it's been surveying the northern part of Mars and taking high-resolution images to pinpoint the safest place to touch down. For its descent, Zhurong used a combination of a protective capsule, a parachute and a rocket platform. It took 17 minutes to unfold its solar panels and send a signal back to Earth. Scientists will use the rover to spend some time studying the local geology.
A plane flying Australians back from India has arrived at a military airbase in Darwin. They're the first to be repatriated after Australia lifted its controversial ban on travel from India because of its devastating coronavirus surge. The flight carried only 80 people. 70 others were not allowed to board because they tested positive for COVID or had been identified as close contacts. This is the latest world news from the BBC.